Hey everyone, it's Dean here from Ideas and Thoughts from an EdTech. I can't remember the last time I podcasted. It's been a while. I might have 50 in total, but I don't. Anyways, it doesn't matter. What does matter, though, are words. In the genre of my friend David Jakes, who occasionally writes using the title Words Matter, I want to do the same for a particular word that really just sticks in my craw. The word is rigor. And we use it a lot in education, and I hate it. I hate that word because it doesn't mean what people want it or think it should mean, and they use it all the time out of context. If you actually go to the dictionary and look up the word rigor, you will see the following definitions. You will see harsh, inflexible in opinion, temper, or judgment. The quality of being unyielding or inflexible. That's an awesome way to think about learning. How about this? A tremor caused by a chill. Well, there's maybe some classrooms where that occurs. How about this? A condition that makes life difficult, challenging, or uncomfortable. Sometimes. Here's one that might be close. The fourth definition is strict precision. And even then. And finally, the fifth definition in Merriam-Webster's is obsolete. Rigidness of a torpor of organs or tissue that prevents response to stimuli. Now, do you think that that is an appropriate word to describe learning? And yet I hear it all the time. A rigorous curriculum. We'll learn in a rigorous environment. What a brutal word. So let's stop using the word rigor, please, and find a different word to describe what it is, whatever it is that you're using. And the problem with it is this too, right? Is that when people use the word rigor, even in whatever, I'm guessing what they mean is difficult, challenging. So I guess that there's part of a definition, maybe, that they could sort of hang their hat to. But it's difficult, challenging. It's, I don't know. I guess that's the only thing that it can be described. And there's nothing wrong with difficult and challenging. That's awesome to have difficult and challenging. But part of what people, I think, sometimes think when they think about rigor is the fact that it's, we will drill this into you. We will provide this rigorous environment for you. And that, to me, does not invite learning. And it makes me think of Stephen Downes' line, which when he talks about education is not something that is done to us, it's something that we own. And when we use it in that way, that we will be creating this rigorous curriculum, it, to me, sounds like we're doing something to kids. We are going to do this. We're going to create this rigor for you instead of students hopefully exploring difficult and challenging things when it's appropriate. But it doesn't speak at all about any kind of joyful learning. So, with that short audio boo, words do matter. And rigor is a word I would love to see find some obsolescence. Get rid of the word, stop using it to describe learning, and find something different because it's just not an appropriate word. So, there we go. There's a little podcast for you. Hope you enjoy it. Maybe you have some thoughts around that word, but if you could do me a favor, the next time you hear it used in any kind of a learning context, maybe just voice your opinion if you do agree with me that it might not be an appropriate word. So let's choose our words carefully and stop using the word rigor. Later, everybody.